Divine Office. From ancient times, the Church has had the custom of celebrating each day the Liturgy of the Hours. In this way, the Church fulfills the Lord's precept to pray without ceasing, at once offering praise to God the Father and interceding for the salvation of the world. Tuesday, Office of Readings. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Surrender to God, and He will do everything for you.
Surrender to God, and He will do everything for you.
Do not fret because of the wicked. Do not envy those who do evil, for they wither quickly like grass and fade like the green of the fields. If you trust in the Lord and do good, then you will live in the land and be secure. If you find your delight in the Lord, He will grant your heart's desire. Commit your life to the Lord. Trust in Him, and He will act, so that your justice breaks forth like the light, your cause like the noonday sun. Be still before the Lord and wait in patience. Do not fret at the man who prospers, a man who makes evil plots to bring down the needy and the poor. Calm your anger and forget your rage. Do not fret. It only leads to evil. For those who do evil shall perish. The patient shall inherit the land. A little longer, and the wicked shall have gone. Look at his place. He is not there. But the humble shall own the land and enjoy the fullness of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Surrender to God, and He will do everything for you.
Turn away from evil. Learn to do God's will. The Lord will strengthen you if you obey Him.
Turn away from evil. Learn to do God's will. And the Lord will strengthen you if you obey Him.
The wicked man plots against the just and gnashes his teeth against him. But the Lord laughs at the wicked, for He sees that his day is at hand. The sword of the wicked is drawn. His bow is bent to slaughter the upright. Their sword shall pierce their own hearts, and their bows shall be broken to pieces. The just man's few possessions are better than the wicked man's wealth. For the power of the wicked shall be broken, and the Lord will support the just. He protects the lives of the upright. Their heritage will last forever. They shall not be put to shame in evil days. In time of famine, their food shall not fail. But all the wicked shall perish, and all the enemies of the Lord. They are like the beauty of the meadows. They shall vanish. They shall vanish like smoke. The wicked man borrows without repaying, but the just man is generous and gives. Those blessed by the Lord shall own the land, but those He has cursed shall be destroyed. The Lord guides the steps of a man and makes safe the path of one he loves. Though he stumble, he shall never fall, for the Lord holds him by the hand. I was young, and now I am old. But I have never seen the just man forsaken, nor his children begging for bread. All the day he is generous and lends, and his children become a blessing. Then turn away from evil and do good, and you shall have a home forever, for the Lord loves justice and will never forsake his friends. The unjust shall be wiped out forever, and the children of the wicked destroyed. The just shall inherit the land, there they shall live forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Turn away from evil. Learn to do God's will, and the Lord will strengthen you if you obey Him.
Wait for the Lord to lead, then follow in His way.
Wait for the Lord to lead, then follow in His way.
The just man's mouth utters wisdom, and his lips speak what is right. The law of his God is in his heart. His steps shall be saved from stumbling. The wicked man watches for the just and seeks occasion to kill him. The Lord will not leave him in his power, nor let him be condemned when he is judged. Then wait for the Lord, keep to his way. It is he who will free you from the wicked, raise you up to possess the land and see the wicked destroyed. I have seen the wicked triumphant, towering like a cedar of Lebanon. I passed by again. He was gone. I searched. He was nowhere to be found. See the just man. Mark the upright. For the peaceful man, a future lies in store. But sinners shall all be destroyed. No future lies in store for the wicked. The salvation of the just comes from the Lord, their stronghold in time of distress. The Lord helps them and delivers them and saves them, for their refuge is in Him. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. You proclaim the poor to be blessed, Lord Jesus, for the kingdom of heaven is given to them. Fill us generously with your gifts. Teach us to put our trust in the Father and to seek his kingdom first of all, rather than imitate the powerful and envy the rich.
Wait for the Lord to lead, then follow in his way.
Teach me goodness and holy wisdom,
for I have put my trust in your guidance.
From the letter of the Apostle Paul to the Philippians. Conduct yourselves in a way worthy of the gospel of Christ. If you do, whether I come and see you myself or hear about your behavior from a distance, it will be clear that you are standing firm in unity of spirit and exerting yourselves with one accord for the faith of the gospel. Do not be intimidated by your opponents in any situation. Their opposition foreshadows downfall for them, but salvation for you. All this is as God intends, for it is your special privilege to take Christ's part, not only to believe in him, but also to suffer for him. Yours is the same struggle as mine, the one in which you formerly saw me engaged and now hear that I am caught up. In the name of the encouragement you owe me in Christ, in the name of the solace that love can give, of fellowship in spirit, compassion, and pity, I beg you, make my joy complete by your unanimity, possessing the one love, united in spirit and ideals. Never act out of rivalry or conceit. Rather, let all parties think humbly of themselves as superior to themselves, each of you looking to others' interests rather than his own. Your attitude must be that of Christ's. Though he was in the form of God, he did not deem equality with God something to be grasped at. Rather, he emptied himself and took the form of a slave, being born in the likeness of men. He was known to be of human estate, and it was thus that he humbled himself, obediently accepting even death, death on a cross. Because of this, God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name above every other name, so that at Jesus' name, every knee must bend, in the heavens, on the earth, and under the earth, and every tongue proclaim to the glory of God the Father, Jesus Christ is Lord. The word of the Lord. Christ bore our sins on the cross so that we might die to sin and live a life of holiness.
Through his death, he broke the power of the devil, the prince of death.
Our faith rests on Jesus, who endured the cross for the sake of the joy that lay before him.
Through his death, he broke the power of the devil, the prince of death.
A reading from a letter to the Philippians by St. Polycarp, Bishop and Martyr. Presbyters should be sympathetic and merciful to everyone, bringing back those who have wandered, visiting the sick. They must not neglect widows and orphans or the poor, ever providing for what is good in the sight of God and of men. They should refrain entirely from anger, human respect and prejudice. Avarice should be wholly alien to them. Nor should they be rash in believing something said against another, nor too severe in judging others, since they know that we are all debtors through sin. If then we pray to the Lord to forgive us, we must in turn forgive, for we live under the eye of our Lord and God, and we must all stand before the judgment seat of God, each to give an account of himself. Let us then serve God with fear and awe. The Lord's command is also the command of the apostles who preached the gospel to us, to say nothing of the prophets who foretold the Lord's coming. Our observance of what is good should be meticulous, avoiding anything that might cause another to stumble. We must shun false brothers and those who assume the Lord's name hypocritically and lead the unwary into error. For anyone who does not confess that Jesus has come in the flesh is the Antichrist, and anyone who refuses to admit the testimony of the cross is of the devil. Whoever perverts the Lord's words to suit his own desires and denies that there is a resurrection or a judgment is the firstborn of Satan. So let us abandon the folly of the masses and their false teaching and return to the teaching that was handed down to us from the beginning. We must be alert in prayer, constant in fasting, and in our prayers let us beg God, who sees everything, not to lead us into temptation. As the Lord has said, "The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." So let us persevere in the pledge of our righteousness and in our hope that is in Christ Jesus. In his mouth no hint of guilt was discovered. He committed no sin, and yet bore our sins in his own body on the tree. Rather, he endured everything for our sake, so that we might live in him. Let us then imitate his constancy. If we should suffer because of his name, let us give him that glory. For this is the personal example he has given us. This is the object of our faith.
We should be concerned with living honorable lives, not only in the sight of God, but in the sight of all men. Let us never give any offense to anyone,
so that our ministry may not be blamed.
I trust in God, and I strive to keep a clear conscience before God and men,
so that our ministry may not be blamed. Let us pray. O God, who manifest your almighty power above all by pardoning and showing mercy, bestow, we pray, your grace abundantly upon us, and make those hastening to attain your promises heirs to the treasure of heaven. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.